In Billy's second line, he mentions essential oil. Essential oils are very popular right now all over the world. They're derived from plants and sometimes flowers. They take the essence of the flower or the essence of the plant, put it into an oil that's pure, 100% pure, and use it to cure different ailments they have in their body.
So it's a natural oil then?
It's a natural oil. And it's used widely in Europe to cure illnesses or small ailments. For example, stress. You may use lavender, and you put it in one of those things you see on page 54 with a candle under it, and with water and oil, and it disperses into the air. And when you smell it, it's supposed to have a direct effect on your brain and your nervous system to relax you. Or, for example, maybe another different kind of essential oil would make you have more energy.
Oh, really? That's very interesting. I didn't know that.
They're really popular right now because they're very healthy and they smell good.
Mm.
But they're also very expensive, so you've got to use them sparingly. Now, Jennifer's second line, she says, I need that to relax, that is, the essential oil. I'm going to put a few drops in my bath water.
Bath water. There's many kinds of water. What other kinds of water do we have? We have rainwater.
We have drinking water.
Or, if you're a Catholic, you have holy water.
Holy water that you see in church. There's also spring water or mineral water.
Now, I saw in a movie that you can use holy water to kill vampires with.
Oh, really? And you believe that?
If I see a vampire, it's something, you know, it's important to know.
Well, I don't think that's really it. I don't know. Not everyone believes that. But everyone does believe that essential oils do have a positive effect on the body if used regularly, and that they do not have any side effects. So let's hope that the listeners go out and try some.